and things like that. So it's not like they're just going to get out there and they're going to be raw, but they didn't have near as much playing time as the Ord offensive line has.
You know, as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show here in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with both head coaches, and they're both going to talk about that a little bit. The experience for Ord, Kearney Catholic maybe has a little bit more tradition. Well, they have a little bit more tradition here in the last 4 or 5 years that these young men have gotten used to. But this is a season Ord has kind of been pointing toward, because they took their lumps when they were young the last 2 years. Now they're no longer young, but I will say this, there's maybe questions at the line here for Kearney Catholic. Yep. There's not questions on the outside, and when you talk about the line size wise they're going to match up very well with Ord.
They are, Randy, and like you said, the special teams, your kick returners, your backs, your receivers, those people, Kearney Catholic has a plethora of those guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth there.
Yep, and the ones that are going to be starting tonight, got playing time last year throughout the year and stuff too, Randy. And so, they're going to be looking to get the ball out to those guys as quickly as they possibly can and see if those guys can make a person miss or two and see what they can do downfield. The starting quarterback is kind of one of those things, Are we going to have, right now it looks like, Brady Holtmeyer is going to be the one going in there. But we might see Matt Matzker also, Randy.
Yeah, and that's somewhat similar to what happened a couple years ago when Connolly, shared time with Clinch, and they did it a little bit that way. I don't know if we'll be to that extreme, but, hey, we'll find out.
Yep.
And we'll get a little bit better idea as we talk with the two head coaches. Coach Colling from Kearney Catholic will be coming up here in just a little bit. But we're going to step away for just a moment and listen with talk with Nathan Wells, the new head football coach for the Chanticleers. Last year, he was the offensive coordinator. This year, he's coaching here in Ord. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader, contact Terry and Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll talk with the coaches right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the opening night of the high school football season. Kearney Catholic traveling up to Ord, and a lot of new faces for the Stars. It's pretty much on the field with a lot of new starters. Ord, they're pretty good in that spot, but we have a new head football coach, Nathan Wells, who I've known for a long, long time and now takes over the reins of the Chanticleers. And Nate, congratulations on the assignment, and I imagine you're probably about as excited as the kids are for this first game.
Yeah, it's it's an honor being named the head coach, and it's been a long time. But it's not about me. We're just trying to put a good team on the field, teach the boys some life lessons, and so we're really excited to get our season started.
Anytime you have a change in coaching, you're probably going to see some changes. Sometimes it's major, sometimes it's minor. What will we notice that's different about what you guys and your coaching staff will be doing this year as opposed to maybe the last couple of years?
Well, one change that we'll have is we're more of a junior and senior laden team, which, it's created a lot of competition, and, our boys are a little bit more experienced. We don't have to, we don't have to play as many young kids as what we've had to play in the past. And most of these kids have been playing for a couple of years. So, that's something we're excited about. We have 51 guys out this year, and that's the most we've had since I've been here. And so there's been a lot of competition at spots, and so our boys are ready to go.
This group, in about all sports, they've competed well, and we can break this down position by position, but you've been a team that likes to run the football. You've got some good tight ends, a returning quarterback, obviously Caden Daw back there in the backfield for you. What will you try to do offensively, and what do you think you can do offensively with this group?
Well, you know, we're going to stick kind of with the same philosophy of running the ball. We want to be able to run the ball when we want to, and but we're not afraid to throw it either if the defense gives us that opportunity. And so, you know, we want to be kind of balanced, but we'll still be kind of a run-heavy team.
Do you think it's simply experience that could make this team better than last year's team, which, again, 4-5, but was in quite a few of those ball games?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that's really going to be a key for us, is having that experience, as long as we can stay, you know, somewhat healthy. You know, the seniors have been great leaders. We've had the best attendance in the weight room in the summer that we've had, and so, you know, they're putting in the time and the hard work and effort to be good. Now they just have to go out and prove it.
Let's talk a little bit about Caden Daw coming back and what you guys will try to do. I formation, split backs. You may be running the football, but you may have a different idea of how you want to do it. What will we see?
You know, we're using some of the same formations that we've ran before. And we put some new ones in. We put a little bit more I formation in. You know, Caden, he's a good back. And, you know, we also have some subs, too, that are very good players for us. You know, overall, we just have, you know, quite a bit of experience. We moved a couple guys from the line last year to tackle or tight end and fullback. And so we're excited about that. Those guys are pretty talented players, Brooks Bechtold and Cade Sabota.
We're talking with the new head football coach at Ord and Nathan Wells, getting ready to take on Kearney Catholic tonight. Nate, what should we see on that side?
Well, once again, you know, we have quite a bit of experience back. I guess I don't really want to tell you what we're going to be running completely defensively, but yeah, I mean, we're going to be running different kinds of fronts and you know, that's really the key, you know, philosophy-wise for us, is being able to run the ball and then also being able to stop the run defensively. So that'll be our focus. That'll be our focus the whole year.
The first quarter against Kearney Catholic, you can go through all the practices and you can think one thing, or you may have a little idea that I'm not sure if we're where we need to be in this spot. First quarter of this first game, what are you going to be looking for?
Well, I hope our guys are ready to go right off the bat. You know, that's one thing. You know, you practice against each other all year, and sometimes, you know, you're as good as your second unit that you're going against. We've been preaching that to our guys, you know, to play fast and come out fast. And so hopefully we can do that and have some success up right off the bat.
Well, for not being in the same district, but being in the same conference, so some of the kids know each other from other sports, and you guys now have played 4 years in a row, so I'm sure you're each familiar with each other's system. What do you see from Kearney Catholic? We know that maybe you, for the first time, will have the advantage on the line since they have to replace everybody, but what are you looking at from them tonight?
Well, you know, Kearney Catholic's kind of a traditional power, and you know, they always have just a number of guys that can run, and they're fast, and they're athletic. And so I'm interested to see how we match up with that.
And there's been some changes to the football field. They've upgraded the facilities a little bit. We've got a lot of new coaches, not at Kearney Catholic, but around the area, so many across the state. Is there even a new energy for the community as they get ready for this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's football season, you know. I think everybody's ready to get back into football, and I don't know if I've noticed a whole new energy, but I think the town's excited. You know, we have more kids out, and everybody's excited to see what the Ord Chanticleers can do.
Well, this has been a pretty tough district. Later on in the year, Gothenburg, Cozad, Broken Bow, O'Neill. So a good test tonight against Kearney Catholic. And, Nathan, hey, best of luck, and we'll be looking forward to seeing how the Chanticleers do all year long. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Doug.
Students are back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraskaland National Bank would like to show our support for area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From saving accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at nebraskalandbank.com or stop by 4615 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraskaland National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The high school football season kicks off for Kearney Catholic tonight, and a familiar foe here in the opening night in the Ord Chanticleers, not in the same district, but in the same conference. And as we talked about with Coach Nathan Wells, the guys know each other well enough that there won't be a whole lot of secrets, except that Ord has a new head coach, and we'll talk about that. But first, Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And Coach, always excitement for that first game. How's the feeling around Kearney Catholic camp tonight?
You know, the kids are ready to hit someone other than themselves, I guess. So it was kind of an exciting time. You know, we're replacing a lot of guys. So, you know, like I said, our guys that we're replacing them with have done a nice job of getting themselves prepared and ready to play. So, but just the, you know, just kind of the fact of the unknown, you know, they haven't started a game before and stuff like that. But excitement is high.
What do you feel is the biggest unknown going into the season?
The biggest concern, Doug, is that what you mean?
Yeah, concern or unknown, or the thing you're going to be looking for right away.
You know, it's tough this year because I want to compare this. Seems like I always want to compare this team to last year's team, and you can't do that because last year's team was just a veteran group of, you know, like you said, we had 2 year starters on the O line and all that stuff. So it's kind of unfair for me to compare this team to that team. But you know, I like this team. We got a lot of speed on this team, so a little different in 2015. We had some speed last year, but these guys are now a year older and just seem like they can react a little faster. And so we have more speed this year than we did last year. Up front, we're not as big, but I would say we're just as fast up front. You guys are getting better, you know, daily.
We're talking with Kearney Catholic football coach Dave Colling, where they're replacing the line. And as I said, when we were talking in preseason, you may have a lot of new starters, but a lot of these kids have played and have played some valuable minutes. Do you feel that that's the case, or are there a couple spots where you're kind of starting over?
You know, that I think that's exactly the case. You know, we're going to miss the heck out of John Masters over at UNK, but Brady Holtmeyer had some reps last year and will do nicely, as will Matt Masker if he's called upon to go in there. Running back-wise, you know, we're going to miss the heck out of Nathan Howe, but Bryce James is doing a great job, and he did some last year at the end of the year and ran the heck out of the football. So, you know, guys like that, we're going to miss, but we got guys that did a great job last year as subs and for, you know, some of them finished the year out playing there. So I guess that's kind of how I'd answer that, Doug.
And of those linemen, Dave, you're not having to put in sophomores or even a big freshman. You've got juniors and seniors. They've been around the program, and they're not small. You're not losing a whole lot of bulk up front, it doesn't look like.
No, you know, the Brungard, Nick's brother Ryan will be, you know, he's good 240, 250. So we're not small. Harms is about 250, and Mers and Michael Daniel are, you know, sitting 230, 235. So we're not small, nothing like last year, but not small either. And they're not young. We got juniors and, you know, a couple of seniors with Mitchell Wastey maybe playing some center. So he's a senior. And so we got some seniors, just not a lot of experience. A lot of these guys didn't get a ton of experience with our 7 seniors we had last year.
Coach, you get those camps throughout the summer. You've seen your kids a lot here over the last 4 months. But once practice started officially, has there been something that stepped up, something that's cured itself, something that you've been pleasantly pleased with?
You know, I would say on a daily basis, the line just seems to get closer and closer. You know, we preach band of brothers, stick together, all for one type thing. And, you know, I just kind of saw it growing over the summer, but you know, once we all got together as a team, and I just kind of see that kind of growing, which we need to have happened, and it is happening. And then need to have it happen by tomorrow night. but you know, like I said, we're going up against a good veteran Ord team, and so I like where we're sitting. You know, we had three weeks of pretty good practice, and you know, can we use two more weeks? Heck yeah, but we don't get it, so we are where we are right now, and so that's the way it is.
Dave Colling with us here, another couple of minutes on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN, getting ready to take on Ord. We can talk about Bryce James on both sides. We know he's going to be your running back now, but he's going to be one of the linebacking core that we talked about at the beginning of camp that should be a pretty strong core for your kids.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we got Creighton Hammock on the outside, on the strong side. Tyler Mestel is going to move in, who did a great job last year for us also, and then we got on the backside Bryce James, which has a ton of speed. So we're able to, Coach Hoffman, my DB coach, and this year with the experience we have coming back, we're able to put in a lot of coverages, get a lot of things that we're going to use their speed to try to take away some things both in the run game and the passing game. So I do like our secondary, and I like our linebacking core. Nathan Williams will be playing some of our Mike or Will position, and Ryan Blake will be getting in there as well. So our linebacking core is pretty stout. Bushcutter will be coming in at some safety, along with Brady Holtmeyer. Johnny Bach will be back at corner with Noah Redondo and Hooslin. Johnny Hooslin's doing a nice job at corner also. So we got plenty of guys in the skill position on defense.
And finally, as they're getting you out of school there, Dave, let's get the preview of Ord. I suppose it's always a little scary when there's a new coach taking over. What are you expecting in this one?
You know, that's, I alluded to, you got tons of film on him, Doug. And like you said, the new coach, he was their OC last year. So you don't expect a ton of differences on offense, but you don't know. And, defensive wise, I do expect some differences. He'll have a new defense coordinator, I believe. And so we do expect some differences. How crazy different that'll be, you don't know. So, we're going to have to rely on changing on the fly Friday night if we present something that, we need to have in practice. So turnovers, all that kind of stuff is going to be key. Special teams will be key. And mental mistakes are going to be key Friday night.
Well, let's work out all of those kinks here in week one and see if the Stars can get off to a victorious start as they have so many years in the past. We'll talk again next week when you return home, Coach, and best of luck tonight in Ord.
Okay, hey, thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
That's Dave Colling, head coach, Kearney Catholic Stars. We're back with the starting lineups of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Nebraska weather is so unpredictable. Don't be left out in the storm with hail dents or even door dings. When your car plays the star in the episode of Nebraska Severe Weather, see the professionals at Dent Popper in Kearney to save you. Dent Popper can remove minor hail damage, door dings, and other minor dents without damaging the original paint. Joel, Scott, and the guys at Dent Popper know how important your vehicle is to you, and keeping it looking nice is what they do. Stop into Dent Popper today, just south of the library on First Avenue in Kearney.
Discover new opportunities at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Opportunities that lead to new connections and new passions. At UNK, you won't just go to class. You won't just meet people. You won't just get involved. Here, there's so much more. You'll get an experience that will impact who you are and what you will become. Around here, people know your name. It's up to you what it will be. At the University of Nebraska at Kearney, we are difference makers. Find out how you can make a difference at unk.edu.
And welcome back as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. You might hear from the applause that the Chanticleers have run out onto the field. Kearney Catholic never left. They're kind of huddling up on the far sideline over there. And this gives us the opportunity to give us our starting lineup. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the hometown Chanticleers, who last year went 4-5, did miss the playoffs, but they were in a lot of games, weren't too far from making that round of 16, and their starting lineup will look like this. In the line, it'll be Tanner Bundy, a 5'7", Jr., who starts on the line with Dalton Gideson, a 6'1 senior at 210 pounds. Tanner Knipe is 5'4, 185 pounds, and a junior. Colin Colmoose is a 5'10 senior. He weighs 175 pounds. At tackle will be Dakota Van Alstel. He is a 6'2 senior, weighing 235 pounds. One of the wide receivers will be Colton Zolkowski. He is a 6'5 senior. He's one of their leading receivers, a big target on the outside. And Brooks Bechtold will play the other tight end. He is a 6'1 junior, weighs 168 pounds. Caden Daw, the leading rusher in returning here for the Chanticleers. Daw is a 5'7, 165 pound junior. And on the year last year, he ran for just a skosh under 700 yards at 691 yards on 154 carries. Brady Volpe will be his wide receiver on the right side. He is a 5'9, 140 pound junior. Cade Sobota will do the blocking for Daw as his fullback. He's a 6'2, 175 pound senior. And the quarterback is Brady Rogers. Rogers, a 6 foot tall, 185 pound senior. And last year, Rogers, pretty good numbers in terms of his completion percentage. He was about 57%. He was 52 of 91 passes on the year, but did have six interceptions compared to only 3 touchdowns on the season. And now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, who lost only twice last year, made it into the state semifinals. And for Kearney Catholic, their starters in the line will look like this. Mitchell Wasey will be the center. He is a 5'11 senior, and he'll start at center. Brandon Mertz is a junior. He is 6'3, and he'll start on the line with Andrew Harms. Harms will start both offensively and defensively, as will Mertz. Harms is 6'3, 255 pounds, and a senior. Offensive and defensive line, Ryan Brungard, 6'4 senior, weighing 255 pounds. And Michael Daniel is a 5'10 junior, weighing 255 pounds. He'll start both ways as well here for Kearney Catholic. So there's your lineman. Now, linebacker will be Nathan Williams, a 6'2 junior. At corner will be John Hoosman. He is 5'10, 175 pounds, and a junior. Wide receiver will be Grant Bushcutter, a 6 foot tall senior, weighing 185 pounds. He'll also start at free safety as well. Creighton Hammock will start as wide receiver and linebacker, a 6'3 senior, weighing 200 pounds. Wide receiver and linebacker, Tyler Mestel, 5'11, 185 pounds, and a senior. John Bach also will start both ways, wide receiver and corner. He's 5'11", senior, and Bryce James, the running back, is back at linebacker as well. He is 5'10", a senior, and James last year carried the ball 78 times for 467 yards. And also last year, James caught 35 balls for 541 yards. So he had over 1,000 yards in total offense last year for Kearney Catholic. And we mentioned all the starters except for the quarterback. And the quarterback this year will be Holtmeyer. As making the start will be Brady Holtmeyer for the first time, a 6'1 junior, weighing 195 pounds. Didn't have a lot of experience at quarterback last year, but did play running back, was a wide receiver, played a lot of other things, yep. And a very versatile athlete. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And the starters right now being announced to the crowd here at Ord. And so we're getting awfully close to kicking this one off here, Don.
Yeah, we are, Randy. And, just talking to some of the Ord coaches, because Gates is the head boys basketball coach. And you know, their kids are excited, Randy. They're ready for this game. Ever since last year, they've been ready for this game to get here, because these guys have really worked in the off season, he said, and they're ready to play football tonight.
And in last year's game was relatively close, and then down the stretch, Kearney Catholic got a couple of late touchdowns and made it, a 23-point a game at the end. So on paper, you look at that score and go, well, that wasn't very close. Well, it was.
Yep.
And both coaches kind of talked about this, is the importance of a good start the very first game of the year when teams are trying to find themselves. Ord is trying to establish something here with the experience they have. Kearney Catholic, they have the question marks with the line.
Yep.
So I think the first quarter is absolutely huge in this game.
Yep, it is, Randy. And field position and things like that are going to play a big part of that in this first quarter. And the one good thing for Kearney Catholic is they do have Grant Bushcutter, who's a really good kicker.
Well, we'll see how that works out for us anyway. Yep. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with a kickoff as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
Buzz's Marine is proud to support high school sports. We can't think of anything that brings the family closer together. Well, maybe there's one thing. Buzz's Marine has brought the boating lifestyle to Nebraskans for over 5 decades, creating family memories that last a lifetime. We proudly showcase 8 acres of new and used sport boats, surf boats, deck boats, pontoons, and fishing boats. Go to buzzesmarine.com for a list of our full inventory. Family owned and operated for 3 generations. Discover why we are the home of family boating. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Trashless isn't something people like to deal with, but at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. And boy, we made it, Don. We made it. We made it all the way back to the football season that we've been waiting for since the Super Bowl wrapped up back in February.
Yep, and what a beautiful night to play football here, Randy. You know, it's nice outside. These guys are all ready. They're ready to play some football. They've been tired of hitting each other. They're ready to come out here and go after each other right here.
And you mentioned it is a beautiful night. There is literally no wind whatsoever. I mean, there is no wind. That flag is completely limp. First game of the season here in Ord. So the field is in absolutely perfect conditions and will kick off with 75 degrees as our temperature. Tonight's field conditions are brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. And receiving the kickoff is going to be Ord. So this season, 2015, will begin off the left foot of Grant Bushcutter, who is teeing the ball up, of course, at the 40-yard line. And we'll see how that how things go here. He's been nervous. I got to admit, yeah. You know, again, you've been there. You had a couple of sons who had senior years of football. There's those nerves. Well, those nerves are going to be taken out on that football, I think, when we kick this off.
Yeah, I think so too, Randy. And that's what, you know, we've talked about it in my PE classes and Grant's in one of them. And they're like, well, a little bit nervous tonight. I said, well, it's kind of a nervous, anxious type of thing too. They're ready to play.
All right. Grant will step up to it and he gets his left foot into it. It's going to be a high kick. Going to be picked up at about the 5-yard line. And coming up with the ball on that left side is going to be Cody Prohasco. Prohasco gets the corner and gets it to that outside and actually slips it past the 30-yard line out to about the 33-yard line. Found a little seam there. Yep. And showed a little bit of speed. And I think Bushcutter is the one that forced him out of bounds.
Yeah, it was. And he took a ball on the right side, man. He came clear across to the left side where the wall was set up there, and he got the edge a little bit and got the ball out here at about the 35-yard line.
So they're going to mark it actually at the 34. That's where they're going to say they stepped out of bounds, and Brady Rogers is going to step in under center. They're going to go on the I formation, just pitch it back to the running back out there, Daw. Daw turns the corner, gets to the outside, and he's going to have a gain of about 12 on the play. And so the very first play from scrimmage here for Ord, and Daw bust it for a 12-yard gain.
Yeah, just quick toss to the right side there, Randy, and he got the end. He got the edge there, and he picks up about 12 yards on the play.
And they're going to go no huddle. They're going to go out of that I formation. Checking his wristband is going to be Rogers. Rogers under center, one wide out to the right, hands off to the fullback right up the middle. And for a moment, I thought he lost the football, but holding on to it is Cade Sobota. And Sobota, still a nice gain. He gains about 5 on the play.
Yeah, just a quick dive right up the middle on that one, Randy, and he picked up about 5 yards on the play.
So just short of midfield, And they're going to hand the ball off to Daw. Daw hit in the backfield. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be just about it. Harms wraps things up here for Kearney Catholic, but there was great line surge right up the middle.
Yeah, there was that time. And then I think it was Nathan Williams came flying in there a little bit from his linebacker position, but the guys up front did a really good job for Kearney Catholic, and Nathan Williams was able to get in there.
Brungart with the surge up the middle to make it no gain. So it's going to be 3rd and 5, just short of midfield. And Rogers is going to hand the ball off to Daw. Daw tries to cut back to the inside. James stands him up. They're going to be short of the first down by 2, maybe 2.5 yards. We'll see exactly how this stacks up here. So a relatively short gain. And do you roll the dice here, because it's about 1.5 yards, and they do appear to be going for the punt as they're making some wholesale substitutions.
Yeah, and it, you know, one of those things, like we mentioned, maybe field position and stuff, Randy, you know, try to pin Kearney Catholic deep on this. But, you know, that play just went to the right side, and he picked up about 3, 3.5 yards on the play. They're going to be a little bit short, so they're in punt formation right now.
And Zolkowski is the punter, and a last-second change is Brooks Bechtold coming over here. They only had 10 guys out on the field, but they had plenty of time to come over, and no violation for substitution infractions. And we're all set and ready to go, or are we going to have to call the timeout?
They did get a delay game.
Yep. They didn't quite get set in time. And so that'll cost them 5 yards. So if you were thinking of something funny, and I don't think they were, that would probably put that to rest.
Yeah. When you're setting 4th and 2 or 4th and 1.5, yeah, maybe something, you know, but not now, you know, at 4th and 7, 4th and 6.5.
So Zolkowski back in punt formation, and a little bit of surge on that right side, a high kick. It's going to be picked up on that far side, and juking around there is going to be James. James cuts to the outside, gets to the corner, and is forced out of bounds. And really, I'll tell you what, if Clark Brethauer doesn't force him out of bounds, it's a one-on-one, and that would have been all that was left between James and the end zone was the punter.
Yeah, and it's a nice high punt, and, you know, James picks it up about the 20-yard line there, Randy, and you know, picks up a couple of blocks and goes to that left side. And like you said, there was about one or maybe two guys left to, you know, for Bryce James to maybe break that one.
So they're going to be in the pistol formation, so Holtmeyer will have James behind him. Bushcutter will join Bach and Mestel to the right side. So trips to the right, one wide out to the left, no tight ends. Bushcutter comes across in motion, and they fake the handoff to him, give it to James. James, a lot of pressure back there, and he's going to be knocked for a 5-yard loss.
Yeah, that time, Randy, the middle linebacker just came blitzing in there. I can't remember who it was, 51, I believe it was, for Ord. Came blitzing right through there and made a nice tackle on Bryce James.
That was Tanner Bundy, number 51. So a great start here defensively for the Chanticleers. And they'll change the formation a little bit. Wing back, but that'll be Mestel to the right side. Running back will be on that right side as well, James. Mestel will shuffle across that formation, basically line up as the wing back on the other side. You give it to James. James cuts back to the inside. We'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Yep, and going to that left side, I think it was Tanner Bundy got right in there again, Randy. But the line for Ord did a pretty good job of kind of containing things, and then the middle linebackers come flowing in there, and Bryce gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
So the Stars do get back what they lost, but it'll set up now a 3rd and 10. Two wideouts to the right. Running back just to the left of Holtmeyer, who takes the snap. Short side of the field, there's two wideouts over there. Man coming across in motion, that's going to be Hammock. They fake the handoff to him, and Holtmeyer's got a scramble to the outside. Pressure coming, steps, throws it in underneath. It's going to be incomplete. Just too much pressure on the quarterback as he had to throw the ball short there, and it will be incomplete, and it will be a 3-and-out here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, as he rolled to his left side there, it was Brooks Betchult, I think, that got in there, Randy, to kind of make, you know, Brady kind of go out to the outside even farther, and then another guy came up there, and he had to get rid of it, but nice coverage downfield for Ord also.
So in punt formation will be, looks like Bushcutter. I thought it might be Hammock, but Bushcutter. Yeah, two digits out there, you can kind of tell. Now with a left-footed kick, it's a high kick. It'll be picked up at about the 25-yard line, and he'll cut back to the inside, and wrapped up there is going to be Brady Wolf. So not much of a return there, maybe about 5 or 6 yards. Good coverage there for Kearney Catholic, and it'll be 1st and 10 here for the Chanticleers.
Yeah, nice high kick by Grant, and you know, John Hoosman was down there to kind of make sure that he didn't get to the outside and kind of turn him back in, and you know, John Hoosman was one of them that made the tackle, and I think Mitchell Woosty was down there also, Randy, to make the tackle.
So Bobcat Mitchell Wasty.
Yeah,
not how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Hand off to Daw. Daw bounces off of one guy, finds a little seam, cuts back in, gains maybe a couple of yards. Not bad defensive line penetration there for Kearney Catholic, and he was just trying to find the path of least resistance, and it's going to be a gain by the time they unstack it of about three here for Daw.
Yeah, just kind of dancing around a little bit. Randy picked up the, about 3 yards going to the right side for Ord there. And it's going to be second and seven now.
It's 8:03 to go here, quarter number one. Man coming across is going to be Wolf, and they're going to hand it off to him. And coming to the outside here, Brady Wolf, he gets back. Now, I don't even know if he made it to the line of scrimmage, and that's a little bit of the speed there, both by the defensive line and the corners there for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, at that time, Creighton Hammock did a really good job when that guy came in motion. Creighton Hammock came up there and turned that play in and got a piece of the tackle right there, Andy. So a good job by Creighton Hammock.
We'll put that down as no gain. They might have lost about a half yard. So it's going to set up now third and a solid seven from the 37-yard line. Second drive of the game here for the Chanticleers. And they look over here to the sideline, get their instructions. And they put up whatever number is on that whiteboard. We can't see it from this angle. And they know what they're doing, and there is a flag delay game. They didn't get it off in time, but, boy, that was close.
Yeah, that was real close.
But so that's a second delay game penalty here for Ord. And, again, you're going to run into that early on in the season. You get that at all levels of football, but especially high school football, and maybe a little bit more now because they've limited the number of practices that these young men have been able to have to try to keep them healthy.
Yep, and I think you're right, Randy. You might see that a little bit more here.
Shotgun formation here for Rogers. Rogers looking to roll out to the right side. He airs it out. He's got a man there, and it's going to be caught by Zolkowski. Zolkowski pulls it down at the 35-yard line. So that'll be a 32-yard pitch and catch and a first down.
And Zolkowski just split out to the right side there, Randy, and ran a little bit of an out-and-up route, and he did a good job of getting that ball up there, and then that's one of the things that they were kind of concerned about. He's 6'7", 6'5", 6'6", and they can throw it up there to him and make it, have him go get it.
He essentially out-jumped Grant for the first down, so they're in Kearney Catholic territory. Pitch out here for Daw. Daw gets that left side. Stars ripping at the football. Daw will go down with it at about the 32-yard line, so that'll be a gain of maybe two.
Yep, just a quick toss here to the left side. Andrew Harms did a good job of getting out there. I think Ryan Brungart got out there too, Randy, to kind of clog that up. And not a lot of gain on that play for Ord.
So first and 10, now turns into second and 8, and they're going to back him up just a little bit. Not a penalty, but they respot the football. And now they mark it ready for play. So they've got plenty of time if they want to do some adjusting at the line. And stepping up there is Rogers. I don't know if Roger knows if he's going under center or shotgun or pistol. He is going to step in under center. Daw will be the one back in the backfield behind him. A little bit of movement over there, but they're going to run the little counter to the left side to Svoboda, and Svoboda's got nowhere to go. That was well diagnosed there by Kearney Catholic.
Yep. Andrew Harms did a good job of shedding his blocker there, Randy, and stepping right in there as they tried to run a little bit of a counter going back to the right side. And Svoboda had nowhere to go except for right into Andrew Harms' arms.
So that's going to be a loss of about two on the play. It'll set up now third and 10. And this might be a position, if you get close enough, you might go for it on fourth down. But first, let's deal with third and we'll call it a long nine here from about the 33-yard line. In the shotgun is going to be Rogers. Rogers takes the snap. Daw stays in to protect him. He throws it to that right side. It's going to be caught. First down, and Williams will make the tackle at the 20-yard line. So Svoboda makes the catch, and that's going to be a gain of about 13.
And they just ran a little bit of a crossing route right in the middle there, Randy. I think Betcholt was in there, and he kind of ran a little crossing route, and then Svoboda ran a little crossing route right about 7-8 yards in the middle. They hit Svoboda. He catches and runs for the first down.
So first and 10 from the 20, 5:25 to go here. Quarter number one, second drive of the game, and the Chanticleers are moving. And they'll run that little counter again to the left side, and there's a meeting at the football that is led by number 63, Brandon Mertz.
Yep, coming to the left side, just that little counter play. Mertz did a really good job of fighting off his block and getting out there, Randy, and making the tackle there.
So Wolf gains very little. We'll call it second and 10, gain of about a half yard. Rogers under center, one running back in the backfield, wing back to the right. And now they're going to readjust here a little bit. If you've watched the Huskers the last few years, this is very similar to what you've kind of seen from them. And they're going to run that low counter, and there's no room to run there. Andrew Harms is there. Also, leading the tackle very quickly is Michael Daniel.
Yep.
And there was great line surge there. And if he moved forward about a yard, that's pretty good work.
Yeah, just a quick little dive right up the middle there, Randy. And like you said, Michael Daniel and Andrew Harms did a really good job of clogging that up.
So it's going to be another third and long here, third and eight from the 19-yard line. Dropping back here is going to be Rogers. Rogers, pocket collapsing, chasing him is Harms, throws it in underneath, and it's intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Hammack. Hammack has it at the 30, at the 35, at the 40. It's a one-man race. There's an angle on him. He's got it at the 20. They dive, can't get him at the 10, the 5, touchdown!
Nice job. As Rogers rolled out to the right, Randy, he did one of those things that you really don't want to do. He threw back across his body, and Creighton Hammack stepped right up in there. The guy looked like he's open, but when you're trying to throw clear back across your body and into the middle there, Creighton Hammack did a good job of staying in his own area and just reading that and picked that off, and then he picked up a couple of blocks and outran the rest of them for the touchdown.
I don't know if it's at the 5 or the 10 that he got that pass initially, but we're going to call it 95 yards on the interception return. So Creighton Hammack with the interception return. And Bushcutter will try to add the point after. So our very first touchdown brought to you by 5 Points Bank, put up on the defensive side. And the kick by Bushcutter, bit of a line drive, hit the upright and goes in. So squeezing it in there is Grant Bushcutter for a 7-0 lead. 4:03 to go. Some fireworks, a couple of long passes by the Chanticleers, and then the pick six by Creighton Hammack. And the Stars have a 7-0 lead with 4:03 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a quick break. We're back after this.
Since 1902, Carrier has been inventing new ways to make people comfortable. And today, comfort can also mean efficiency. Because being more efficient with your home heating can mean spending less on it. And that's something everyone can get comfortable with. If you're ready for Carrier comfort, now you can get cool cash rebates of up to $1,450 on a new system. Carrier, turn to the expert.
Call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Grant Bushcutter set to kick it off here after squeezing in his first extra point of the year. And I do mean squeezing it in because he did hit the upright.
Yeah, that was a good job there, Randy, by Creighton Hammack. Because when Rogers rolled out to the right, he didn't kind of pursue that. He just kind of sat down right in that area too.
So Bushcutter will put his foot into it. A high kick. That's floating. And that's going to go into the end zone for the first touchback of the season here for number 13.
Yep, nice. You know, and that's one of the things, you know, coming into this, Randy, I thought we had a little bit, or Kearney Catholic had a little bit of an advantage was the kicking game with Grant, not just because you're to my right side here, but, you know, he's
kicked a lot.
Because
I give you ice cream from
exactly,
time to time.
Yeah. And, you know, but Grant did a great job last year kicking for Kearney Catholic, and I think that's one advantage that Kearney Catholic does have.
Well, again, Orr did a nice job that previous drive.
Yes.
They had a couple of nice passes, and the pressure put on by Harms, and then the interception by Hammack turns into the pick six, and we got a timeout. Kearney Catholic wasn't real organized, so they're going to call a timeout, their first timeout of the year, and this timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll take a quick break. Stars lead it 7-0. 4:02 to go in quarter number one. Back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. A little confusion there for Kearney Catholic defensively, and Maybe they were short a player. I didn't see exactly what they got done during the timeout, but the Stars do have to burn the timeout here after the interception. The pick six by Creighton Hammock gives the Stars a 7-0 lead here.
Well, I saw Grant run off, and then I don't think anybody came in, Randy.
We were short of safety. And Holtmeyer's out there at safety right now. And he's directing traffic a little bit. Handoff right up the middle. Harms is the first one to greet Caden Daw. And there won't be much of a gain at all there.
Nope. You had Andrew Harms shedding off his block, Randy, and stepping in there. And then Michael Daniel did a really good job also shedding his block and getting in there. And then the linebackers were able to flow and stop anything for about a yard gain.
And again, they've outlawed huddles here in Ord. And they get up there very quickly. This time they're going to go out of the I formation as Sobota will be in front of Daw. And they're going to look over here to the sideline and see what they want to do. And again, you see a lot of teams, not just the Huskers, doing this kind of gopher dogging over there, taking a look. The pitch to the outside is going to be caught by Brady Wolf. And Wolf, a lot of speed over there for Kearney Catholic. And they're eventually going to bring him down after a very, very short game.
Yeah, and they threw it out there to this left side, Randy. Quick pass out here to this left side, and Bryce James was right there. John Hoostman was right there, and then Brady Holtmeyer came up. Bryce James was right there at the beginning to keep him in there to a no yard or even maybe.
Well, they
loss.
Backed up a little bit, so that we're going to call that a loss of one. It's going to be a solid 3rd and 10 here. And again, shotgun formation here for Rogers. Rogers having a little time to throw right now. Pump fake, throws it in the middle, tipped, and it's going to be caught right in the middle, in the seam, and there's nobody around. Cade Sobota. Sabota's at the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown. An 80-yard strike just splitting the seam there, and somebody lost track of that young man, and Cade Sobota takes it in for an 80-yard score.
They ran a little bit of a crossing route there in the middle, Randy, and he kind of pumped it because he wanted to hit Sobota right off the bat, and Bryce James kind of stepped up in there, and then he waited a little bit to have him clear out of that, and then I think somebody kind of dove after that. It looked like Brady Holtmeyer kind of dove to knock it down, and once Sobota got the ball, there was no safety man there, and he ran in for the touchdown.
Another big touchdown sponsored by Five Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank, and the extra point. Just punched through with a straightaway kick right up the middle, and it is going to be good here for Dalton Guideson, and we are tied at 7. A 95-yard pick six, an 80-yard pitch and catch, and we are tied at 7 here in Ord. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this.
Since 1902, Carrier has been inventing new ways to make people comfortable. And today, comfort can also mean efficiency. Because being more efficient with your home heating can mean spending less on it. And that's something everyone can get comfortable with. If you're ready for Carrier comfort, now you can get cool cash rebates of up to $1,450 on a new system. Carrier, turn to the expert.
Call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Well, Guideson set the kickoff here for Ord. We're tied at 7. Kearney Catholic and the Chanticleers. James and Bach are back deep here for Kearney Catholic. And the kick is going to be heading over to John Bach. He's going to pick it up at about the 15-yard line. Has a seam up the middle that closes very quickly. And they kind of grab him around the head and pull him down at about the 28-yard line.
Yep, and just, you know, a pretty decent kickoff, Randy. Got it down there probably, you know, about the 10-yard line. And then, the Ord guys did a good job. But I want to go back to that touchdown, because he pump faked it. So give credit to the line of Ord for holding people out that time because he pump faked it to get that guy coming across because he wanted to hit him right off the bat. And then he threw it, about a second later. But so the line of Ord did a good job.
So Holtmeyer will be in the shotgun. About two positions to his left is going to be James in the backfield. Bach will come in motion. They hand it off to him. James going to be a lead blocker over there. And he tries to get the corner and fighting through and making the tackle. That's a nice play there by Brooks Bechtold.
Yep, Bechtold did a really good job that time, Randy, fighting off the block. You know, as they came around on that little in sweep John Bach did on that left side, and you had Bryce James leading out in the as a blocker. But Bechtold did a really good job of coming up there and fighting that off and making the tackle.
So they check their wristbands. Grant Bushcutter will split out wide to the right. Mesta will move to the short side of the field on the left. There's another wide receiver to the left and one in the slot here on the right side as well. And they'll put a man in motion. They'll hand it off, and they're looking to throw. They're throwing it deep for Grant. It's up in the air. Bushcutter, Vinny, and it went through his fingertips and out of, and incomplete.
Yep, and
well-thrown ball.
Yeah, it was, and you know, the Brady Wolf did a pretty good job of kind of, you know, when Grant put his hands up, he kind of started waving like that, and probably just threw Grant off just enough to, you know, miss that pass that time. But it was a pretty good pass from Brady Holtmeyer to Grant Bushcutter that just didn't quite connect.
Yeah, it just went right through the fingertips, and it was a well-thrown ball. Great coverage. Tip your hat to Cade Sabota. He was stride for stride with Bushcutter. So it's going to be third and 11 from the 27-yard line. Pistol formation here, and Holtmeyer's going to keep it, and there isn't much room to run there at all. He's tiptoeing. He's going to get it out to the 30-yard line. That's going to be a gain of three, and that is it.
Yeah, good job up front for Ord that time. Big number 73 was up there making the, you know, doing a good job of shedding off his blocker for Ord and kind of clogging everything up. Then the linebackers did a good job. 51, again, Tanner Bundy did a good job of coming in there and making the tackle.
So Bushcutter is awaiting the snap here at the 15-yard line, and he'll punt it away. A little bit of pressure coming, but Grant is able to get it off. It's going to bounce at about the 45-yard line and don't get much of a roll at all from that. So no return, and the ball is going to be down, and we'll call it at the 44-yard line. So near midfield, the Chanticleers, who hit for an 80-yard touchdown pass the last time they had their hands on the football, will get their hands back on it here. Tied 7-7 with a minute two to go in quarter number one.
And we mentioned it, you know, off air, Randy, you know, when, you know, that first one, when Creighton Hammett picked it off and Kearney Catholic ran it back, they were moving the football through the air against Kearney Catholic there. And now they connected on that last drive for a touchdown.
Their running game, which is really what they want to do, they have not had a tremendous amount of success. They're going to roll out their quarterback to the left side. Rogers finds a guy wide open on this left side. Going to be caught by Wolf, and Wolf is going to be driven out of bounds by Noah Arredondo. After a nice game, it's going to be first and 10 at about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, they had twins to this left side here, Randy, and one of the guys cut it off, and the one went deep, and both of our DBs went with the deep guy, and then the other guy was wide open out here on the left side.
So that's a gain of about 24 and a little bit of confusion there in the secondary on this left side. Zolkowski is going to be split out wide to the left. He's lined up over 6'5 with his height, with Bryce James over there at 5'10, and Ord calls the timeout. This timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 54 seconds to go, quarter number one. Ord, 7. Kearney Catholic, 7. First and 10 for the Chanticleers from the 33 when we come back after this.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Ord right now, statistically, very much in control of this football game, even though we're tied 7-7. A defensive touchdown, a 95-yard pick six by Creighton Hammack. Without that, Stars might be in a world of hurt right now.
Yep, and like you said, Randy, one of the things coming into this game was Ord was going to try to really establish that running game, but they're gone to the air right here and moving the football pretty well.
Under center is going to be Rogers, and Rogers is going to run that little counter play right up the middle. Not much room there for Sabota, and Sabota will be short of the 30 yard line, so it'll be gain maybe of about two.
Yep, just tried that quick little handoff to Sabota right up the middle. Andrew Harms did a good job, and then the middle linebacker came in there and did a good job of filling it in also.
So under center again is going to be Rogers, and they'll hand it out to Daw. Daw cuts back to the inside, runs through an arm tackle, and then is going to be wrapped up, but he's got enough for the first down. He's going to be brought down just short of the 20-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 10.
Yep, Nathan Dudenhofer, I think, Randy, came up there, and he did a good job of stepping in there. But then he made a good quick cut to the left side and picked up a first down for Ord.
Well, Grant Bushcutter saved the touchdown there, filling in from his safety position. And you don't want your safety making a whole lot of tackles.
No.
So first and 10 from the 20, hand off to Daw, cuts back to the inside, breaks one tackle from the backside. Andrew Harms led the tackle. James then helped kind of clean it up, but he's out to about the 14-yard line. That's another gain of six.
And that's one of the things that we thought, Randy, that Ord might be able to do is, establish some running game, and they went to the air, but now they're starting to move the football a little bit on the ground now. And now it's end of the first quarter, tied 7-7.
Yeah, one quarter is in the book. We're deadlocked, a touchdown each, but Ord continuing to dominate things offensively. They'll have it second and three from the 13-yard line. We come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth. Tied at 7, Kearney Catholic and Ord. And the Chanticleers now break the huddle to come out and see what they can get done here on 2nd and 3.
Yep, and they've started to move the football a little bit, Randy, on the ground. They were going in the air, didn't have much success on the ground, but now they've been moving it on the ground these last couple plays.
Well, they blow the ball ready to play here, and Rogers has a running back on either side of him and one behind him out of this pistol formation. They hand off to Daw right up the middle, and Daw is going to be enveloped right there. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is going to be it. This is we've had two touchdowns, but this is the very first trip for either one of these two teams in the red zone. The Platte Valley Auto of Kearney Red Zone. When you're in the zone shopping for a new or used vehicle, head to the top of the hill, South Avenue at 42nd Street, Kearney's hometown Ford store, Platte Valley Auto. And they will get a little bit more of a gain there than I thought, and that's going to be a gain of about one. So it's going to set up now 3rd and 2, so they can play a little smash mouth here at the 12-yard line. And they will do that, hand it right up the middle. Daw doesn't get much of a gain, didn't need much. And I think he leans across the 10-yard line. Yes, he does. He's got enough for the first down.
Yep, just had a lead blocker on the right side there, Randy. There was a lot of congestion right at the line of scrimmage, but like you said, Esther, they umpile it. He ends up picking up about just enough, two and a half, 3 yards to pick up the first down on that play.
We'll call it 3, so that will put the ball just inside the 10-yard line, where it'll be 1st and goal here for the Chanticleers. And could use another pick six here. Rogers under center. Hand off to Daw. Daw off tackle on that right side. Gets it down to about the 5. So he gets about half of what they needed on one down and still have 3 more downs on this possession.
Yep. The right side for Ord did a pretty good job of moving the line a little bit. And then he follows his fullback, does a great job of following that fullback, Randy, and picks up about 4 yards on the play.
Well, our touchdowns are brought to you by 5 Points Bank in Kearney, and I saw a guy from 5 Points Bank in Kearney earlier today, I don't think he's rooting for a touchdown in this situation. Handoff right up the middle and cut back to the inside, leaning forward down to about the 3. That's a nice job of running there by Caden Daw. There wasn't a hole there, but still got about 2.5, 3 yards.
Yeah, when he cut back, there was a guy from Kearney Catholic right there. Then he kind of, made a little bit of a spin move and went to the right side there, Randy, and picked up a couple yards. But right at the line of scrimmage, there was somebody for Kearney Catholic right there.
So it's going to be 3rd and 3 from the 3-yard line. Well, 3rd and goal from the 3-yard line, to be more precise about it. And they're going to go with a pro formation as Swoboda and Daw are off of either shoulder of the quarterback, Rogers, who's under center, and he's going to drop back to throw. A little bit of pressure. Throws it in underneath, and it's nearly intercepted. Thrown a little bit too far behind the hands there of Ryan Blake, and Blake reached behind him and nearly made a huge one-handed interception.
Yep. As Rogers rolled out to the right side, they faked that little handoff up the middle and rolled out to the right side, and a couple of guys were out there, but Kearney Catholic did a good job of setting down in that zone area, Randy, and like you said, Blake did a good job of just reaching back there and about picked it off for Kearney Catholic right there at the goal line.
So Dalton Guideson, the ball just outside the 10-yard line, but not quite to the 11, is where the hold of Cody Prosco will be here. So the straight on toe kicker Guideson will try the field goal here, it would appear, and there is a flag down, and the guys in red are applauding here. I think they've got encroachment here on Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, I think somebody jumped in the neutral zone there, Randy.
So that might change their thinking. Yeah.
Yep.
Number 55 tosses the tee over there and says, I'm going to go block now.
Yep. So it's about the one-and-a-half-yard line or two, Randy. So Orr changes their mind. They're going to try to punch this one in.
So a huge opportunity here on fourth, and we'll call it from the two-yard line. Fourth and goal from the two. Rogers under center. We'll hand it off to Daw. Daw off that left side.
Yep.
Don't see any hands up. Now I do. Touchdown.
Good line surge on the left side for Ord, Randy, just enough, and then he follows his fullback, and they got a good enough push. Didn't get in by much, but didn't have to get in by much, and Ord punched it in from the two-yard line.
Only about 2.5-yard penalty there, but those were 2.5 big yards, as now, after leading the block there, Guideson will come in and do the kicking. So Guideson will put his foot into it, a little bit of pressure there. Gets it up in the air nicely, and it is good. Ord, for the first time, has the lead. 7-point lead here for the Chanticleers. They lead it 14-7. And the Stars will get their hands on the ball with 9:45 to go here in the second quarter. We come back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
There's a new old friend in the car business in Kearney, Platte Valley Auto of Kearney, located top of the hill, corner of 2nd Avenue at 42nd Street. Now you're never more than a few minutes away from a great Platte Valley deal and that legendary Platte Valley Auto service after the sale. Platte Valley Auto of Kearney, Kearney's own local Ford store. Stop by today, top of the hill at 2nd Avenue and 42nd Street.
Selling cars and making friends, Platte Valley Auto.
Platte Valley Auto of Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as Kearney Catholic, for the first time, trailing here. After really the nice job here by the Chanticleers offense, they drove right down the field. Gittison will do the kicking off here, and I think somebody was offsides. And so that'll cost them 5 yards, and we'll have a do over.
Yep, I think the guy on that left side over there by Kearney Catholic, yeah, was signaling it by about a yard.
I guess they don't realize why that's a dead ball. Because what if?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what if Kearney Catholic returns that for a touchdown?
Yep, yeah.
But, again, they blew it dead right away. So, yep. I mean, there wasn't even an option. Other scores for you right now. Kearney at home leading Grand Island 6-0 in the Class A matchup. Heard on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Grand Island Northwest leads Adams Central 13-8. They're in the second quarter on our sister station, KHAS. And we'll check some other scores for you here in just a moment. Gittison now will back up 5 yards, kick it off from the 35, and it will be picked up, but of a line drive here by James. James trying to come up right up the middle, and he'll bring it out to about the 35-yard line. Nice starting position here for Kearney Catholic, who right now trails Ord 14-7. Other scores for you right now, Crete is trailing Aurora 13-0. That game is in our second quarter. And again, we'll bring you the scores. And our good friends over at Ashley Furniture Home Store will deliver your dream furniture right to your door. Give them a call. Well, maybe not today, but Saturday is a pretty good day to go buy some furniture. So under center here is going to be Holtmeyer, and James will be behind him by about 6 yards, only back in the backfield, and they're going to throw it out this left side, and it's going to be incomplete, or is that a lateral?
Yep, like I said, it's a lateral, Randy.
Well, so Grant Bushcutter smart enough to fall on it, and Bushcutter will be, well, they call it, it's going to be a loss on the play.
Yep, so it's out here to, you know, Grant on this left side, just a quick pass out here to Grant, and, Grant caught it, kind of bobbled it and went down on it, and, got like you said, a smart job of getting on the football.
So shuffling through on that right side is going to be the wing back moving positions, and they'll hand the ball off over to James. James will get those yards back and gain maybe one or two more. That'll be a gain of about 3.5 or 4 yards, and that's all.
Kind of a little shifty, you know, as Bryce James gets the ball in the backfield, he kind of is going to the left side and shifted it over to the right side, picked up about four yards on the play on that one, Randy.
So it's going to be 3rd and 8. Kearney Catholic has not had a first down in this game yet. Their only touchdown came on a 95-yard pick six by Creighton Hammock. And again, as we said earlier, where would they be without that play?
Yep.
Shotgun formation, actually a pistol formation here for Holtmeyer. As Blake will shift across the formation, come back to his original position, they'll hand the ball off here to James. James trying to get to the outside, cuts back to at the 40, and lunges forward. He dives forward. He's going to be a little bit short of the first down, but not by a lot. He's going to end up gaining about 7.5 of the 8 yards they needed.
Yep. And coming, came to the left side here, Randy, and number 51, Tanner Bundy, did a good job of coming flying in there. James kind of eluded him and went up the field, and then Kearney Catholic's going to go for it.
They're going to go for it at the 44-yard line. They've got to get it out to the 45. Hard count here for Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is in the shotgun formation. Two wing backs to the left, and we'll see whether or not they're just going to call a timeout here and maybe punt it. In any event, Kearney Catholic is going to call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Stars down 14-7 with 7:43 to go here. They've got it 4th and 1 at their own 44-yard line. My guess is they call timeout to change formations and punt, but we'll find out when we come back right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As expected, Grant Bushcutter will be in punt formation. And Ord right now. Now they're going to shift back into receiving as Brady Wolf will go back deep here. Bushcutter is standing at the 30-yard line. Nice snap here by Mestel. And he gets a high kickoff and Cooper Holbrook right there immediately as the catch was made, and Bushcutter barely got that one off. It was nearly blocked because they were coming with a lot of pressure.
Got a flag on that side over there, Randy.
And I'll tell you what, if Ord was a little anxious and jumped off sides, if that's what the penalty is, Kearney Catholic will get first down because they only need about less than a yard. It looks to me like they're talking to the guys with the red hats, though.
Yeah, they're talking
to Ord.
Yep. And like you said, Randy, Ord did a good job of getting in there and making a little bit of pressure. And Grant did a good job of getting that kick off and getting it high. So, Cooper Holbrook and I believe Tyler Mestel could get down there and just make the tackle as the guy just received the punt.
They waved it off. Ord decides to decline the penalty here. So, no sense. You got the football.
Yep.
Then you run the risk of you committing the penalty the next time. And that sort of thing. And the way they've been moving the ball, I don't know if they're worried about those five extra yards.
Exactly, Randy. And that's what they've been doing. Both series, they've had it. They've done a good job. All the three series that they've had, they've done a good job moving the football.
So, again, in under center here is going to be Rogers. And Rogers is going to pitch the ball out to Daw. Daw gets the corner, gets forced down the sideline, and stays in bounds. One man left, and he's going to be forced down the bounds by Creighton Hammock at about the 40-yard line.
Yep, he took the pitch to the right side there, Randy, and Bryce James did a pretty good job right at the line of scrimmage to kind of come right up there. He made a good move on Bryce, and then he picked up a block downfield, and Creighton Hammock had to push him out at the 38-yard line.
And came from that far back side. That's a gain of about 43 yards. It'll be first and 10 from the 38. So right now the Chanticleers statistically, I haven't done the numbers, but they are dominating things here statistically. Little fake pitch, and they're going to give it off on a little counter. Coming up on the backside is Swoboda. And Swoboda is going to gain a couple of yards, maybe three, and that's going to be about it.
Yep, fake that little pitch to the left. He kind of came back with a little bit of counter onto the right side here, Randy. Nate Dutenhofer did a good job of staying home and coming up and making the tackle there.
So it'll be now second, and they call it eight at the 36-yard line. Under center is going to be Rogers. Daw, and they're going to call a flag here on the snap. So we'll see what the penalty, who's the penalty's on. Going to be offsides, lining up offsides was the Chanticleers. So that'll cost them 5 yards and make it now second and about 13. Kearney Catholic will take it.
Yeah.
Because right now, Ord is moving the ball very effectively. Dawes carried the ball already 14 times. And I haven't done the numbers yet, but he's getting awfully close to about 90, 95 yards. So second and 13, same formation. They don't change anything about it except they line off onside, and now Ord wants to call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 6:46 to go here, second quarter, and Ord leads it 14-7. They call the timeout. We're back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. And Kearney Catholic trying to find some way to stop the Chanticleers here. They've got a 7-point lead. But again, Kearney Catholic does not have a first down in the game. Their touchdown came on a 95-yard pick six by Creighton Hammock. And this will be about the third or fourth time I've said it, but it's absolutely true. Without that, that's the play of the first half here for Kearney Catholic, because without it, the Stars are in deep trouble.
And they, you know, Creighton Hammock had a 95 yards back because, it's a pick off down at that end.
At the 5-yard line. Yeah. So they were already down there. And Rogers fakes the handoff, rolls to his left. A little pressure by Harms, throws it in underneath. Caught in the tackle immediately by Hammock. Johnny on the spot, but a nice catch there by Brooks Bechtold to pull down the ball, but he was. Yep. Immediately put down to the turf.
Yeah, and they ran a guy deep there, Randy, looking for him, and then and Creighton Hammock kind of peeled off of him into his zone area, and Bechtold did a good job of coming across the middle, and he was open, and he did a good job of catching the footballs because Creighton Hammock did a good job of making the tackle right there.
So third and five. And that was great form on the tackle. Under center is Rogers. He's rolling out to his right, throws it in underneath. Going to be caught by Bechtold. Has enough of the first down. Bush Cutter grabs his leg at about the 15-yard line. That'll be a gain of 18. And first and 10 in the red zone here for the Chanticleers.
Yeah, on this right side, they ran a guy deep. And Bechtold does a good job, Randy. He kind of hit a little fake, like he was going to block, and then kind of peeled off to the right side. And he was wide open out here and did a good job of catching the football and then picking up yardage after the catch also.
So under center here is going to be Rogers in the Platte Valley Auto of Kearney red zone. And they're going to hand the ball off to Daw. Daw with a little stiff arm. And then Bach is able to stand him up with James. And also in on the tackle for Kearney Catholic is going to be Nathan Williams.
Yep. tried to kind of go up the middle there, Randy. It was kind of stuffed, so he came out to the outside here. And then Bryce James did a good job of staying in his area for minimal gain for Ord that time. But Bryce James and Nathan Williams did a good job of coming up there.
We got 5:22 to go here in the second quarter, and that's the 15th carry of the game here by Caden Daw. So that offensive line and that smash mouth style of offense here for the Chanticleers begin to wear down Kearney Catholic. Daw gets the pitch to the left side, tries to outrun Kearney Catholic. That is not necessarily a recipe for success with the speed that they have to the outside. That's going to be a short gain on the play as Mestel led the tackle.
Yep.
Gain of about one.
Quick toss to the left side. Sabota was out there to lead the block, but Mestel did a really good job of coming up there. Creighton Hammock was over there coming flying up there, and that's who Sabota had to take on for the block. But then Mestel did a good job of filling it in.
Rogers is 7 of 8 in the air. It is 3rd and 8 from about the 13-yard line. He's looking to throw. Throws it in underneath. It's going to be caught, thrown in the seam. It's going to be down to the 2-yard line. 1st and goal for the Chanticleers.
Just about a 5-yard and a slant in and there, Randy, and he got behind the guys that were setting back in there, which I believe was our first group of people that Creighton Hammock and them, and he got underneath John Bach and Rogers did a great job of hitting him right in stride.
Perfect throw as Wolf makes the catch. It's down to the 2-yard line, 1st and goal. Hand off to Daw. Daw on that left side, leans back to the inside. And he's awfully close if he's not in. They are taking a close look at it. It's going to be close. It is a touchdown.
Good line surge on that left side for Ord, Randy. And then Sabota did a good job of leading the block there, Randy. And Dodge just follows that right up there in there on the left side for the touchdown.
That is a 5 points bank touchdown here for the Chanticleers, who now have a 13-point lead. And the opportunity here for Dalton Gittison to add on to it. So Daw's second 2-yard touchdown. That one might have been partially blocked in any event. It is no good. So our score is going to remain 20-7 with 4:14 to go here in the second quarter. Stars still looking for their first down of 2015. They're down by 13 when they get their hands on the ball. We come back after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Discover new opportunities at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Opportunities that lead to new connections and new passions. At UNK, you won't just go to class. You won't just meet people. You won't just get involved. Here, there's so much more. You'll get an experience that will impact who you are and what you will become. Around here, people know your name. It's up to you what it will be. At the University of Nebraska at Kearney, we are difference makers. Find out how you can make a difference at unk.edu.
Bach and James back deep. Gittison will kick it off here with the Chanticleers leading at 27. High kick can be picked up at the 5-yard line. That's going to be James. James has a little seam to the right side, has it down the sideline. Still a lot of red shirts in front of him. A breakthrough, and he's going to take it the distance. This is going to be another 95-yard touchdown. A kickoff return by James. It's in the end zone, but there is a flag on the play at the 35-yard line.
Yep, after James broke through there, Randy, I just kind of watched back here at the back, and then I seen the flag throw at about the 35-yard line. Looks
that's
like
where the white jerseys are all lining up there, so it appears that this will be a hold on Kearney Catholic.
So, but, beautiful wall set up on that right side, and
and it's going to be an unsportsmanlike on the Chanticleers. The touchdown will stand. This one proudly brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Kearney.
Yep, just a beautiful wall set up on that right side there, Randy. Bryce James made one person miss all right off the bat, but then they got to the wall on that right side and took it down the right side there for the touchdown.
So Bushcutter will now try to add the extra point. And don't want to jinx him, but Tyler Mestel for the last 2.5 seasons done a great job as the snapper. John Bach is the holder this year. And then Bushcutter will put his left foot into it at about the 10-yard line and try to make this a six-point ball game. We got 4 minutes to go here, 3:59 to be precise. Snap's a little bit low. Bach, nice hold there. Kick is up high, and it is good. So 20-14, that 95-yard kickoff return by James will make this a six-point ball game. So the Stars still looking for their first down. But that's okay. Yep. They get the 95-yard kickoff return. And with 3:59 to go here before halftime, the home team leads it 20-14. We'll be back in Ord right after this.
Nebraska weather is so unpredictable. Don't be left out in the storm with hail dents or even door dings. When your car plays the star in the episode of Nebraska Severe Weather, see the professionals at Dent Popper in Kearney to save you. Dent Popper can remove minor hail damage, door dings, and other minor dents without damaging the original paint. Joel, Scott, and the guys at Dent Popper know how important your vehicle is to you, and keeping it looking nice is what they do. Stop into Dent Popper today, just south of the library on First Avenue in Kearney.
Well, a couple of huge plays here, one on special teams, one on defense for Kearney Catholic. Their offense hasn't done a whole lot. In fact, they have not gotten a first down yet, but the Stars are down by only six. They trail it 20-14 as, Kearney Catholic, who knows? You got a 15-yard unsportsmanlike,
yep.
And I did not see what happened. You saw the flag come in late. There was a large crowd there, and we were kind of screened from, because that was on the far side of the field. There was a lot of football players between us and whatever occurred.
Yep.
And Bushcutter will actually be on the other side of the 50 and will tee it off from the 45-yard line. So either he punches it in the end zone for another touchback here, or we do a pooch-style kind of deal.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, two 95-yard things have happened for Kearney Catholic, one an interception and one the return for Kearney Catholic to bring this to within 6 points.
See what Bushcutter does here, and he's just going to punch it through the end zone.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not even going to land in the field of play. So he'll have his second touchback. That one he cheated on, you know, 15-yard penalty. But he'll have his second touchback of the season.
And probably, you know, just good thing to get, you know, the ball out of the hands of anybody to try to get it, you know. And
pin him at the 20.
Him down there. And, one of those things that you
– Some you could try an onside
might,
there.
Yep,
yeah.
A little pooch or something, maybe get it recovered. But, you know, then you're going, okay, maybe they get it.
The way Ord's been moving the ball, I think you want to make as long of a field as you can.
Exactly.
And that was probably their best chances of doing that. Well, Rogers will be under center as the ball will be spotted at the 20-yard line. So Rogers has two backs in the backfield, and he'll fake the handoff, roll in underneath, and he's going to throw it a little bit low. That's really the first bad pass that Brady Rogers has thrown all night. That one is incomplete.
Yep, just did a little bit, you know, has sent a guy deep, and then they bring Betchelt underneath there, and he does a good job of kind of setting down, but, the connection wasn't there this time. Kearney Catholic was there kind of going running some interference. Like you said, Randy, it wasn't a great pass by Rogers this time, though.
Well, Bechtold had he had a little, not a lot of room there, but he was open and the ball just thrown behind him. So Rogers under center. He's going to pitch it back out to Daw. Daw on that left side follows the block of Swoboda, and they're going to stand things up there. They make a big pile over there. That's going to be a gain of maybe a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards. Coming up in the bottom of the pile there is going to be Mestel. And also for Kearney Catholic, I believe. Yeah, that's Brandon Mertz came up from the bottom of the pile as well.
Yep, and just a quick toss to the left side. And then Mertz on his right side, defensive end, did a good job of containing and getting in on the tackle.
So gain of about 2, third and 8 from the 22-yard line. Dropping back to throw here is going to be Rogers. Rogers looking for Zechtold, and it's going to be caught right at the 30-yard line. And Zolkowski, I misspoke, Zolkowski will make the catch, and that'll be a gain of 9. He sat down right at the first down marker.
Yep. He did a good job just coming, just right there, Randy. And Rogers hit him as he's just getting ready to turn, too, and they made a nice catch to get the first down for Ord.
Right now, their passing game is looking very, very good. They move the chains, first and 10 from the 31. Handoff up the middle, and Holtmeyer is going to be the first one to lead the tackle here on Daw, but Daw is able to drag him forward a little bit. That'll be a gain of 5, maybe about 6.
Yep, just a handoff over here to the right side, a deep handoff, and Daw comes to the right side. He follows his fullback that time, Randy, and Brady Holtmeyer did a good job of meeting him right there at about 4 yards, but Doss drug him to about 7-yard gain.
And they'll hand it off to Daw again. And again, they'll try to corral him down, but this time he gets across the 40-yard line, and he needs to get all the way to the 41 for the first down. This is going to be close, and it looks to me like he's got enough.
Yep,
they're saying move the chains.
Yep, did a good job following his blocks. Again, there ran Sabota's. Cade Sabota's out here on the right side, and he did a good job of blocking there. And Dodd does a good job of following him and picked up the first down on the right side.
20-14, 2.5 minutes to go here. Clock running. Pitch out to Daw. Daw cuts back to the inside, and wow, he has stood up and driven back and landed on by, is that Colin Shires?
I think Michael Daniel was
Michael
there.
Michael Daniel,
Yeah, Michael Daniel did a good job of coming across there because Brady Holtmeyer stepped up and made him cut back into the middle there, and then Michael Daniel shed his block and came across there and made a nice tackle on Daw.
And we've got a officials timeout here for equipment, and they are... They've got it fixed now, so after they get the helmet snapped, we're ready to go here. It'll be a shotgun formation here for Rogers. Coming across the formation here is going to be Wolf. They hand the ball off to him, and Wolf gets not even back to the line of scrimmage as Harms is there, Hammock is there, and it was really stood up on that far side over there by the line there for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, coming in motion, taking the handoff, going to the left side there, and Andrew Harms did a good job of fighting off the block, and then Creighton Hammock did a good job of coming up there too, Randy, and making the tackle also for basically a no gain for Ord, maybe even a loss of about a yard.
And clock moving here as Wolf loses about 1 yard. Minute 24, minute 23. Two timeouts left here for the Chanticleers. They've got a 3rd and 7, short of midfield at the 45-yard line. They've got to get it to the 48. Minute 10 to go. They're taking their time. Shotgun formation. Wolf coming over. Bad snap. It's on the ground. Pressure coming, and they're just going to envelop that. That's going to be a loss of about 5 on the play. And, again, just a little trouble with the snap to begin with. And then I think the Stars were coming up with a little bit of pressure on that far side.
Yeah, I think they had the blitz called there, Randy, and I think Kearney Catholic,
yep,
since that – you know, made that if 58 seconds, going to call timeout here.
Might as well. They haven't had a first down yet, but
yep,
they still have time to make something happen. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. With 58 seconds before halftime, we'll keep it right here. Stars are trailing at 20-14. It'll be fourth and a good solid 10 yards here from about the 43-yard line for the Chanticleers. Kearney Catholic, as I mentioned, has not had a first down yet in the ball game, but they called a timeout in the hopes that that not only will they get the ball back, but then they can do something with it.
Yep, and maybe get a